On this episode of NSFW, we're joined by fantastic magician David Rowan. What are we going to do with him? Oh, I'll tell you. We're going to compliment bomb again. You might remember the one time that we took a random newspaper article and dropped so many compliments on them they didn't know what hit them. It's happening yet again. It all goes down right now on this episode of NSFW.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 130, recorded on June 5th, 2012. Compliment Bomb 2.
This episode of NSFW is brought to you by Squarespace.com, a fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to Squarespace.com and use offer code NSFW6. And now, they offer free domain registration with an annual plan subscription.
So you have to look amazing all the time.
You know, it cracks me up, that thing when they do stars without makeup, and I think, are we now supposed to have makeup on every
The best part of this is the hand moves before the face.
Moment of our lives, you know, it's like,
yes, you owe it to the public.
NSFW, the new show full of wind, the new sauce for the wilderness, the show that is nominally safe for worth. It's nominally safe for your worth. And joined by our robot.
We're going
to be offering financial advice on this episode of NSFW. Buy and sell tips.
Absolutely.
That's what we're doing now. We're done with comedy.
Show me your tips, Justin Robert Young. How you doing?
Oh, good Lord. I'm fantastic. I'm now, since the last time I was on the show, I moved across the country of America.
Yeah. Well, and to be honest, I wasn't actually talking to you. I was talking to Unit 372 in the back. You can see him off to the very back over there, but that's fine. You can answer for him. I'm sorry. You moved to the San Francisco Bay Area, Clab Craw man.
Yes. No, I moved to Oakland. I'm now working with the Go Game. So if everybody wanted to really make me seem like a valuable employee to the company and at reply the Go Game and say thanks for hiring Justin.
No, that's gonna happen. Fun. Dude, this is it. Let's set fire to the internet and starting mission the first, everyone at the Go Game and say, I wanna hear, you lucky rascals. You don't even know what you stepped into. And then I want also, thank you very much for showing pity on Justin R. Young on Twitter. I also want to hear, beware the beard. And then, like, just mysterious tweets, like, vaguely threatening. Like, they don't say why.
Vaguely threatening?
I'm just spitballing ideas.
Like, beware the shadow beyond the library, for there might lie mystery.
Hey man, we actually we had a guest, but now we got another guest.
Okay, so the new guest that, you know, used to be, we used to joke about because we booked Kevin Smith and Kevin Smith never came on the show. We now kind of have like a new guest. Once it was our fault because we had Twit programming, we got preempted for. He obviously has a gigantic time difference, but this time nobody knows what happened to Will Harris. I'm going to suspect that he got a little too sauced on lager during the Queen's Jubilee. He was a bit too jubilant during the Queen's Jubilee.
In his defense, that's what the Queen wanted. She looked him right in the eye and said, jubile. Go. Let's start jubiling. And he jubiled to the max.
Do you think that's how she talks? She's like,
nobody's looking.
Hello, please approach the Queen. Jubile.
I'm sorry, Your Highness. What did you just say?
I said you better jubilate. Shame a little, or I'll take it out of your heart.
I don't know what jubiling. How does one jubile? What is that even?
If you don't jubile right now, I'll show you what a jubile is. All right.
She's just a gutter snipe.
Get away now. You smell like old socks.
She leans over. She's like,
anyway, I'm the queen. I just learned if I want to know I'm old and my jubilee is today.
All right, here's the important thing. Is since we didn't have Will Harris, but I concocted a plan. You know, today was the Venus transit.
We didn't have, that whole setup was Will Harris isn't on the show. I just wanted to let everybody know Will Harris is going to be on the show. He isn't on the show. We'll have Will Harris on at some other point, and I'll do my impression of the Queen, and he'll confirm or deny its accuracy.
All right, so, but the important thing is today was the Venus transit, and so I had to find us a guest, so I prayed to the corpse of the planet Venus and to the civilizations that were burnt to a crisp there, and I said, send unto us...
Did you play the song, I'm Your Venus?
Yes, well, actually, I was doing that with hand farts. I was all like... Like that. That's how I was doing it.
God, I was so hoping that you would have, like, be like, I've been waiting my entire life for this setup. Because I can hand fart. I'm your Venus. I'm your fire. Your desire.
Instead, I totally took a real fart.
That's it. Because you learn the hand fart because you used to real fart. And then, like, in true athletic movie fashion, you had a horrible situation where you accidentally pooped.
It was a sports injury where I lost the ability to tighten my sphincter appropriately.
And so that's like, it's like, oh, he used to be the best fart songer in the nation. And then somebody comes up to you because, like, someone needs a really good fart songer. And by the way, that's like what? A thing I just made up. So you're a fart songer, right? That's the name of the movie, Fart Songer. The Brian Brushwood story.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm pushing a broom. I'm like, he's like, we need you to fart song. I'm like, don't do that no more.
You're looking for the wrong guy.
That man don't exist no more. He prayed to Venus and hand farted himself into an injury.
I dropped a crab patty on the floor while I was in the middle of I'm Your Venus. And that was the last fart song that I ever did.
Okay.
Sweep, sweep, sweep.
But in all seriousness, I did pray to Venus, I'll have you know. And they sent, I said, please bestow to us a guest.
You got the scent all right.
Please bestow a guest to us. Send us a space preacher who will join us for the show. And we got none other than David? Hey, David, we're doing a show.
David?
What's?
Well, man, that kind of looks like, that doesn't look like David Ron. That looks like a song legend, Beck.
Troubadour. See, that's who Venus sent in their stead. They sent us the true form of their overlord, Beck. All right, so here's the thing. First of all, if you don't know, David Rowan is one of my favorite all-time magicians from here in Austin. You're in town. What, you had an underground bar fight you had to get into?
Yeah, basically, the version of that. And yeah, I'm just passing through, being New York City on the weekend.
So the when we started here, the original plan was you were just going to kind of hang out and be our one-person studio audience, and occasionally, whenever, you know, we would just ask you for advice, and you would tell us how we're doing or whatever. But instead, you're the guest, so I need you to get real interesting real fast.
Okay.
So I need
And go.
And cue the awesome, and we are go for awesome.
And you told me you'd just give me $50 for running the telescope.
That's right. We did, man.
Now I'm here.
We took. Did you see any of? Did you watch the Venus? Did you look at my Venus? I whipped it out.
I didn't see your Venus. I mean, you've been trying to show me your Venus for months, and I've not partaken. No, I haven't seen it. I know it's like a big thing. I was driving out here. I had a little business stuff, and then it's like an hour drive from the San Francisco area to Chicken City here. Up in Petaluma.
I mean, it's in the sky. It's like universally.
You have to actually take a space elevator. It's called a baby space. It's a baby space elevator.
It's the sun, bro. You just got to look up and be like, oh, there's Venus.
Venus. Oh, yeah, no. But I mean, then you're looking in the sun. Isn't that bad? Shouldn't you not look directly in the sun?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm wearing a mustache. How bad can it be?
are you really going to come into my house? Be like, oh, I'm a mustache man. Look at that. Like a badass.
It's like you turn around. I cut away to you. And when I cut back, I'm suddenly dressed as a lumberjack. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. What'd you say? I got an axe.
And then I'm dressed as a lumberjack with a chainsaw. And then it cuts back to you and you're dressed as a wizard.
But I'm having sex with your mom.
Sorry. She would probably do it for the bit.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, we're hanging with David Rowan and we had a loose idea of stuff that we wanted to do today.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. So I got, and I think we were both on this on Twitter, but somebody wrote let me preface this with this one thought. NSFW is worthless. It's like a worthless show. Like, it's
thank you very much.
Brian.
Good night. We hope you enjoy.
That has to be the whole quote.
It's really nonsense. It's me and Brian and a rotating guest chair of really awesome people that we just basically just make laughs, right? And we're just doing nothing. But this person wrote a really, really nice blog post about how much they thought the compliment bomb that we had done over a year and a half ago.
Are you about to go meta on this? Are we about to go full circle?
No. I don't think we should come on that article. I think we should do another compliment bomb.
I'm sorry. What were the words you just spoke? What was that last sentence you spoke aloud just now?
I think we should compliment bomb another article.
Oh, I swear to God, I thought you said, no, I don't think we should come on that article. Sorry. Go ahead.
You want to get some giggles out? You want to get your yayas out, Brian?
Well, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to laugh at this show? Go ahead. Take it away,
Professor. Maybe we should come on your article. You ever thought about that?
Go on.
Maybe like that was like an argument when they were putting together the Constitution. Like, we will not come on these articles. And like Thomas Jefferson's like, well, duh. Was anybody thinking about, wait, was that a thing? We were talking about coming on the articles?
And meanwhile, they turn around and Benjamin Franklin's like having a threesome and they're like, God damn, Ben, come on. All right, so
this one calls herself a Polynesian. Ben Franklin.
All right, go on.
For some reason, Ben Franklin is Rodney Dangerfield in my mind at all times. What do you know? I flew a key, and there's some electricity. Respect. No respect at all.
But it's
Ben
like
Franklin.
Actually, that makes sense because like he had articles among why it's better to bang old ladies instead of young ladies.
He's part of some society.
And like his answer was like, you ain't looking at her face while you're doing it. Like that's not word for word, but that was the gist of it. It's like bent over.
That was actually what Benjamin Franklin drove a horse and buggy with a bumper. He invented bumper stickers, and the bumper sticker said, you ain't looking at her face when you're doing it.
And it's like another corollary was like, bent over, ain't no wrinkles. And it's like...
But then he quoted himself, like it said Ben Franklin at the bottom. All right, so here's the deal. I want to compliment bomb another article, because what we did last time, and we tried another compliment bomb after the whole Blackwater thing, but we never really succeeded. So what I want to do is I put it out on Twitter when I was on the way up here, and if let's like make it part of the hunt here. We need to find...
I've got the first article. One. I've got, well, it's not an article. It's a YouTube video that I want to blow up with joy. Did you see it? I just tweeted it.
What is this Twitter?
this Twitter. Listen, space preacher. I know this is all strange to you here on planet Earth. I don't know how you run your ship over in Venus, but on Earth we got something called Twitter. All right.
Well, the only thing about the cum bomb on a newspaper article is that these people are not used to seeing comment. When they get a comment, they're excited. When they get 47, it'll be amazing.
Like, yes.
YouTube videos have routinely thousands of comments.
Right, okay, but this is a really good YouTube video. Did you see it? It has 89 views, and it's over a month old, and my heart melted with adoration for it. This Hulk versus Thor, did you see this?
No.
All right. Look, let me just give you a little taste. So,
First
of all, we're at 89 views, and I just tweeted it, and then we'll see where we are in a bit. But just watch the beginning of it, all right? This is some bootleg footage from the Avengers. A lot of people miss this.
Mm-hmm. just waiting for the hammer. The chat room's betraying me. They're like, way to go, Brian. Be more of a dad. Anyway, the whole thing is pure unadulterated.
It's a pretty dad video, though.
Oh, of course it is. But it's effing adorable. And the fact that it's got his girls playing the two very male leads, it's adorable and sweet. And you need to... Alright, that's enough. But I want to blow this thing up with joy. Pure joy shot right in that dad's face. Like a shotgun of internet happiness.
Okay, well, I mean, you did that with your Twitter?
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to get a bunch of attention. Everyone's going to watch it, and then people will like it.
Alright, well, then what say you? How shall you propose that we leverage the joy media mafia?
I'm looking for stuff right now. I think we've got one thing with Facebook comments, but like I think we need something with its own comment system that just shows up immediately. That was one thing that was amazing about the Express Times rather, the Lehigh Valley's authority on news, was that it was just a page where comments just immediately popped up.
Right, right. So, okay, but as we found before, because we've had failed compliment bombs, where we went in.
We had one failed compliment bomb, and that was because we accidentally picked one that did have a authorization process. And once they start to see similar, yet not exact, compliments coming in one after another, they think it's spam.
Yeah, sure.
Because they're frightened and confused. They're like the caveman lawyer.
All right, now listen. I don't normally propose perverting something as perfect and wonderful as a compliment bomb. But what if we were to tongue-in-cheekly compliment the tech numerologist? The guy who looks in parentheses.
Well, because I don't want to compliment him. I want to tell him he's an idiot.
So should we do our first ever hate bomb?
No, because this beautiful person this week wrote about how we're a force for good. Brian, we were paragons of virtue that we took an internet thing and it was a gun. We beat our swords into plowshares, and we did nothing but bring joy and happiness to the world. So we just need to find one article. So folks, here's what I want you to do. Everyone lives somewhere.
That's
go
true.
To your local paper.
That's good. Space Preacher
so
goes,
far, so good.
That is true. Everyone does live somewhere. Being from Venus,
everyone
I can.
Go to your local paper and find out if they have a authorization system for their comments.
What about this? Do you realize that there's one poster who still is keeping stuff, he's keeping hope alive in the Twit Game on Reddit, where every single week he does the system sheet, which is the top stories breaking everything down before. And he's got clever titles for everything. Here, take a look at this. Let me get this loaded up here. The system sheet, 528-603. And this guy's keeping hope alive.
He is. And by the way, I ran into Veronica on the way in here because she was leaving recording the Sword and Laser video podcast. And I mean, listen, I think people should support that, but like the beautiful thing about the compliment bomb is that someone's going to be shocked. Someone's going to wake up tomorrow and be like, yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, no. It's like I got love flowers
right,
from the
it's
internet
like a wonderful
on there.
Moment for them.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's a good point.
Night?
Yes.
Something happened last night.
Somebody sexed me and I only have the beautiful memory of the orgasm.
Get in here.
Wait,
Benjamin
did you
Franklin.
Sex like S-E-X or S-E-X-T? Like someone sexted you and you were just like, bah!
No, like past tense of sex. Like somebody snuck in,
like
did it to you, and you just wake up with the beautiful memory of the amazing thing.
Thursdays.
All right, so folks, go ahead, go to your local newspapers. We're gonna vamp here.
What about this? Old people making dresses for poor people. We got here. This is the Suffolk, Virginia,
of course.
Yeah, the Suffolk Times. Locals make dresses from pillowcases for needy girls around the world. That's good. I was hoping it was nerdy girls around
the
world.
So they have a disgust system.
What is this?
But here's the deal. If you want us to do it, you need to at least have one comment that is like a Diamond Club kind of
right,
comment.
But here's the problem, though, is this is genuine, good, and important charity. And I'd hate to do a compliment bomb on this that would
why?
Because it would look patronizing and it would look disingenuous, right? Whereas, like, the Doobie Brothers concert was perfect because it was disingenuous that we're in love with this trite article about the Doobie Brothers concert. And we
okay, but we weren't. Okay, here's how I see it, and this might be different. So maybe we can have a meeting of the minds here. We can come to a consensus. I view the compliment bomb as like, all right, maybe we are not as in love as our words say. But what we want to do is not express our feelings. It's make somebody feel better. Telling a girl,
but
a bad haircut.
Here's the flaw in your plan. Here's the flaw in your plan is we want to surprise them. We want to surprise them in the morning when they're like, wow, I never expected a bunch of positive comments about this. If this whole article is about how they're making dresses for the needy, what about that says they're going to be surprised in the morning when they see a compliment for their hard work? There's going to be no surprise. So it's got to be something.
No, yes, because there's zero. I guarantee you, tomorrow, if we do nothing, there will be zero comments. I'm not saying this is the article we should do. I'm saying any article that we are looking at right now, tomorrow, guaranteed, there will be zero comments on all these articles tomorrow. Always. Unless we intervene and we just drop nothing but, like, airdrop fun and love. Boom. Right in the face.
Okay, but again, all right. I mean, if you want to pick this one, then, I mean, I guess...
No. I don't, because that is a disgusting. And again, if you guys want us to... If you want to be the person who brings us the compliment bomb, the proving ground is leave a comment that is approved. That's
did,
there.
Did you just say that article was disgusting? you just spent all this time telling me to do it.
Disgust is the system they use. D-I-S-Q-U-S is the... system they use to approve to moderate comments.
Got
is
it.
What we use on the websites.
Got
on
it.
On iTrix and weird things.
All right. How about this article about the top 10 worst pop songs about Africa and Africans? And it's all hating on Mandinka.
Is that
and
Shakira Waka Waka song on there?
Yeah. Africa Must Be Free by 1983. Scatterlings of Africa. Walk Like an Egyptian. Soweto. Under African Side, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Africa by Toto. How can you list Africa by Toto among the worst?
It's gonna take a lot to drag me away from you. That's something
Is this disgust as well?
No, I don't think so. I actually just tried to put a comment in, but it's still... rolling and rocking. I think we might have crashed its server already.
Oh, really? We wield a little bit more joy power than we thought. That could be a problem. Oh, hey, do you have our sponsors and everything laid out? How many sponsors do we have this evening?
We only have Squarespace.
Well, why don't we take a moment and talk about
Squarespace. I'm interested in Squarespace. I'm not just saying this because you're your sponsor. Like, I'd like to hear more about Squarespace.
Wait, you really don't know about Squarespace?
I've heard that it makes some, like, making a website easier. Is that what it is?
What are you, a communist? I understand you're from Venus, but even on Venus, they've heard of Squarespace. Squarespace is the fast and easy way to make a blog, portfolio, or any other kind of website. You don't have to know a lick of HTML.
No.
What are you doing down there?
You look like... Tell me more. No HTML.
Are you simulating masturbation during our ad read? Because it really
no,
looks
he's
like
he's
are.
Getting jacked.
I'm
he's
trying to open
pumped.
This twist top.
He's like flexing. Yeah.
He is getting jacked. And I'll tell you what, that's why you should
Squarespace.
That's why you should
register. That's the best endorsement you can get.
That's why you should register.
No, hold on, wait, no, here. Well, listen, Bri.
Yeah.
Let's cut. Can you cut it down to just me and you, and then we'll just throw, or we'll just switch between me and you, and then we'll just throw to Dave.
All right.
And Dave, whenever we throw to you, you just give the celebrity okay. endorsement.
But
okay?
Before we do, by the time this ad's over, I want to see gettingjacked.squarespace.com, and I want it safe for work. Justin, tell me about Squarespace.
Here's the deal. Okay. You can go and make another website on your own.
But you'd be a sucker.
You can be an idiot. You can be a rube walking down the midway with chalk on your back, getting your money taken by a bunch of carny folks on the internet. But you don't want to do that. You want to be a smart guy. Yeah, you want to be somebody who knows all the angles. Someone who has a Squarespace website. It looks great. It feels great.
Did you say Squarespace?
I'll tell you what. Squarespace recently reduced its prices. It's as low as $8 a month. Squarespace is also offering free domain registration to all annual plan customers, and it's completely integrated within the sign-up process, hassle-free setup, and approximately a $15 value. You don't believe my word? Go ahead and take it from celebrity endorser Dave Rowan. And Squarespace is giving up to 10% off your first purchase for new accounts. For example, this means, okay, you need an example? Well, give me an example.
Give me an example, bro.
Joe Smith is going to sign up for Squarespace. That means 10% off Joe Smith's first monthly plan. 10% off the first year of his annual plan. He wants to go ahead and sign an annual plan. Ba-boom! 10% off. Dave Rowan, give me a face that shows how excited you are about that deal. That's one hell of a face. That's a face that no one else can make unless they were absolutely excited and needed a towel. That's a Squarespace face is what that is. Squarespace.com. Go ahead and use the offer code NSFW6. That's NSFW number 6. And that's going to get you all these special deals. Squarespace.com. The only place to build websites and get a face like Dave's. And he's spent.
Oh, my God. Hey, so we touched on everything, right? We're not going to get in trouble for that ad read.
I know that I know Dave touched on everything.
It's the easiest thing.
You can roll the dice. Listen, you can roll the dice physically with other websites, but only you can roll the dice metaphorically.
All right. Oh, hey, you know what? This is really important. Before we go complimenting some other random site, we got to take care of one of our own. Do you know that one of our own is up for an award?
Who? What? Where?
Somebody's up for a thing, and we have a chance to make a dream come true. You like dreams? You like making them come true? You like Squarespace, David?
I love Squarespace, David.
It turns out that this photograph of Roger Waters at the Wall Live is up for an awesome...
No,
What?
Upfreeze McGee, apparently, is who that picture is of.
Okay. Well, this is...
Okay, listen. Just so people who are listening to this on audio, Brian is showing a fantastic photo taken by our own John Slanina here of Twit, and he is up for an award, but Brian said that it is a picture of Water. Water, Roger Waters, what is it, John? Upfreeze McGee? Upfreeze McGee, who's... Which sounds like some like a name that I would make up if I were trying to think of a name.
Or if I was going to like give a name to our priest from Venus right now, it would be Upfreeze McGee.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look at you. Who are you, Upfreeze McGee?
What's up? I come down on my spaceship from Venus land. I'm here to shoot my green lasers all over your face and then go back home. What's up? I'm Upfreeze McGee, asshole.
Oh, okay, with the language.
No, that's what you're like.
What's up? I'm Upfreeze McGee.
All right.
Okay, I'm just saying, Bri. Right now, that Suffolk Times article, locals make dresses from pillowcases for needy girls around the world.
Yeah.
No moderation.
All right, if we got a winner, let's
do it. No law at all in Deadwood.
Let's do it. Okay, so we got our target. But real quick, can we just say real quick, if you like this photo and you think that John Slonina deserves to be recognized for it, it's only been viewed like 800 times. It just seems like the right thing to do to go and express your support. Maybe you got to vote on the Facebook or the Twitters, whatever. What do you care? You're gonna die alone, so you might as well.
Came into this world alone, you're going to die alone. You might as well vote for Jammer B on the way out.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
So Jammer B, of course, makes this show happen. I don't think for anybody who's new listening, because I always think that everybody who's listened to the show has listened to it since, you know, BB Live Show and has never missed an episode, because me and Brian haven't missed an episode, because if we missed one, then there wouldn't be a show. So just so you know, Jammer B is one of the people that makes this show not only possible every single time, but is somebody inside Twitch for whom, if he did not exist, we would long ago be excised like the cancer we are on this network.
We'd be cut out like a dirty mole, and then we'd have to form our own show called Dirty Moles, where we'd feature dirty moles. And then we would get...
Look at me. Hey, welcome to Dirty Moles. It's me, mole number two.
And then Dirty Moles coming out of holes featuring number two.
Hi, welcome. I'm mole number two. I'm Dirty Moles coming out of holes.
Okay. What?
Well, it's good to know you guys have a backup plan.
All right. So the point is, vote for this picture, but most importantly, let's make some people happy about making dresses.
Okay, where can people get to the picture, John? Are you on mic?
We're not able to hear him. You'll have to repeat
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, can you mic him? Why are you yelling at me when you have a mic right in front of you?
I don't know how the audio is going, but
can you hear John?
Bitly.
Hold on. Whoa. All you have to do, get this. Back to Squarespace. Do you realize that Squarespace, somebody just registered vote for the number four, jammerb.squarespace.com. And there it
that's
is.
That's all we need. Vote you number know, that's four, the best, jammerb.com.
That's the best endorsement of Squarespace. Look how easy and simple and fast you can set up a website.
Less talking, more O-face. Okay, there you go. All right.
That's one hell of an O-face, Dave. I'll tell you what.
You sound like you're about to start speaking children's nursery rhymes as your kid. All right, so anyway, take care of that, of Jammer B. Already up to 74 votes and counting. But meanwhile, let's, what do we got? Riding an Amish
buggy?
Okay,
wait, hold on. People are saying this jaunted article about, riding buggies, but do me a favor, Brian, check the comments and see if there's any
look at that
kind of
horse's ass. That is dat ass. I want to do the buggy one. This is a whole article about riding in a buggy. And it's just got a picture of a horse's butt.
You've got a nice ass. We throw the frisbee with you.
The comment should be dat ass.
Well, we need to make sure that it's not going to get caught up in spam, though.
It's true, but it's
Wait, there already is a comment.
It's in intercourse. It's from the article is from February, so it's super old. It's about riding in a buggy in Intercourse, Pennsylvania. Come on, Justin, this is perfect.
Okay, you have to register, which should be fine as long as it goes through. Again. Listen, like, here's the deal. You
Why don't
folks,
we do both? Let's split the difference. Let's.
Someone just needs to leave a comment so we know there's no moderation. That's all that needs to happen. Someone just needs to get to us. This is not asking to move the world. We just need an article for which already when we go to it has maybe a little DC, maybe a little Diamond Club. Let's go ahead and throw some brackets up there and see if we can get just a sign that we're not going to get caught up in a filter. Because sometimes people don't understand kindness, Bri. People look at a bunch of people running at them and they think, oh my God, barbarians, our village is going to get sacked, our women raped, and our goods looted.
Didn't you ever...
And really all we want to do is kiss them on the cheek.
Yeah, didn't you ever read Stranger in a Strange Land where David Rowan comes down from Venus and then they just stone him to death at the end because they don't understand his magic powers?
Okay. Yes, I do remember that. I also remember the face he made when that happened.
Padre SJ. God, I love Padre SJ. He says he totally grocks that. He's so there for us. Man, it changes things knowing that we have Padre SJ watching the show, who, by the way, we have to have on the show. We totally have to have a show.
Absolutely.
Wait a minute. Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad is taking calls? That's just going to be awkward if we call him.
Wait, who?
Aaron Paul's the guy who plays... Pinkman on
Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah, he's taking calls right now.
Yeah,
you want to try calling him? It'll just be weird though.
Can I just call
okay.
like an actual
all right.
number?
Hey, by the way, all right, we have official word. Here we go, folks. Suffolk Times. Someone give me a Bitly link. Locals make dresses from pillowcases for needy girls around the world. All the comments are going through. Compliment bomb is on, baby. Song like Donkey Kong.
Can they also do this one?
Well, are we gonna split focus here, Brian?
No, I guess not. But this one does have a horse's butt.
We'll refresh it and see if comments are on there. Maybe we'll do that one.
Yeah. No, there's no comments. There's not even a place for comments.
Yeah, there is.
Oh wait, no, there's one.
But you have to register.
Love the sign of the buggy.
That's not us.
That's not us.
The other one has
all right.
Diamond Club. So now, Brian, we need to think of.
Nope, you're right.
Like, the last time it was like, just make sure you mention, say whatever you want that's really nice about the article. Talk about things that are in the article, but there needs to be the one thing. And the last
give us a little bit.
I bought Blackwater.
You know what? Here, I'm gonna say, cut them loose. Any inside joke from NSFW, but you got to be subtle and clever.
No. Well, all right, here. You want me to read the article? It's not a long article. We can dramatically read the article.
Go for it. Oh, this is a great
dramatically
idea.
Read the article. Yeah. Yes, please.
All right. So here, let me bust this up. Whoa, I definitely clicked on a banner ad. That was an odd moment. I had an amateur hour mistake just then. I am looking for the article, and I have not found it.
All right, here. I can start reading it here, Brian, while you pull it up.
Okay.
Marguerite Schodenbauer of Southhold joined a handful of East End women at Jenny's Main Street Grill on Monday afternoon and assembled dresses made from pillowcases to distribute to needy children around the world.
Give me a voice to read all of her dialogue.
All the dialogue will be read like a Amelia Earhart who's just been recovered, still living in 2012.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Can you read this? I'm gonna hand it over to David.
I'm gonna need it. I can't see it.
All right. Here we go. Right here. Give us a reading.
The most important thing is the sewing of these dresses. Is that the study?
Mrs. Schoenberg said.
And that's why I try to go back and get back stitch just to make sure it's held together. Because some of the children are going to wear these dresses for 5 or 6 years.
I love the fact that Amelia Earhart
is British.
Is exhausted and British. Like she just had a marathon sex encounter.
You would be too if you had just been recovered.
That's true. All right.
The hands-on event is an outreach of Mission to Heal, organized by Dr. Glenn Gielhold, who's been treating people without access to medical care for more than 40 years. In January of 2013, he and his team will deliver the dresses and medical equipment to places such as Nigeria, the Philippines, India, and Ecuador. Mrs. Schoenberg said some Southold residents could be part of a leg of the journey.
This is not going to some general pool, you know, sitting on some airport tarmac.
She said.
And the people that are going on the trip are going to see one little girl and say, here's a dress.
The dresses volunteers made at a party have shoelace straps tied to the shoulder to allow for adjustments as the wearer grows. Mrs. Schoenberg asked that all dressmakers to create a pocket for a whistle as part of the Whistles for Peace program, which originated at the First Presbyterian Church.
Wait, there's something called Whistles for Peace?
Whistles for Peace.
Okay.
Because we all know the sound of peace as the sound of whistles. Go, woo!
That's true.
Sponsoring a whistle costs $5, which Mrs. Schoenberg said represents a donation for medical care for a child, their family, or village, a toy, or other needed items. Mrs. Schoenberg has 3 more pillowcase parties planned for the summer. The next will be held June 11th between 4 and p.m. Oop, typo, copy desk. At the White Weathered Barn on the front street in Greenport, after a second on June 13th in Hampton Bays, Fitness Advantage in Southold will hold a July 6th pillowcase party between 6 and 9 p.m.
Did you just get medical attention?
Did you just get passive aggressive from your journalism background and start sniping?
Listen, I'm not going to put the copy desk of the Suffolk Times on blast, but that's a catchable error. If I'm in your daily meeting next time, I got a big fat felt pen and I'm going beep right there.
All right, fair enough.
Dresses cannot be donated, but the group will gladly accept donations of pillowcases. double bias tape, shoelaces, particularly brightly colored ones, and cash to sponsor Whistles for Peace. Head to www.missiontoheal.org for more information and read more about the program in Thursday's issue of The Suffolk Times.
Dying.
All right.
Did you just whisper, I'm dying? I shouldn't have crashed my plane. My vanishing plane.
So, Brian, funniest line we could think of is in the idea of somebody stepping off a tarmac and saying, here's a dress.
Okay, see, here's the thing. I know we previously mentioned that we should mention about Blackwater specifically, but I feel like Chat Realm has grown. They've developed fangs and teeth and teeth hairs that have fangs on them. And I feel like...
Do you think giving them a thing will decrease their creativity, or they will be more creative in working it in?
I think...
That's what the Blackwater thing... The Blackwater thing now lives beyond because we gave them a little thing to work with.
Well, unfortunately, what we said was, mention that you bought an album, I don't know, Blackwater. And then that's all they did, was they all wrote that they bought Blackwater. And they still say it to this very day. So I'm hesitant to give them a specific direction, since that's probably what they'll do.
Okay, then I'm just saying, personally, I think it'd be really funny if people mentioned, here's a dress.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I think you should mention passive-aggressive... talking about the copy.
No, because they won't get that. They want something that they will know to read. Like, they're not going to know who we are. They're just going to wake up tomorrow with a bouquet of flowers. And here's a dress.
Fair enough. Here's a dress.
There it is.
Okay, well, we already have a whole bunch of these coming in right now. Let me go ahead and see if we can... Uh-oh. What is that?
I just like, Splendor78. This is so great. I just read this story to my cat, and she cannot stop purring. She's such a Virgo.
Yes. See, that is perfect. So awesome. You ladies rock. You should have a clay class, too.
This is a wonderful idea. Helping out in ways like this is both a meaningful, helpful, and creative act. I have a lawyer friend who knits socks for charity. It might seem like something small, but he's a great man, even if people act like he isn't there.
Okay, first of all, do you have any doubt that I was right to give them free reign on this? This is exactly right.
I'm just
saying,
let's wait until they hear the dress. Comments are coming.
All right, this has touched my heart so much. My grandfather, who recently passed away, known as Old John Smokey, would have loved this. God bless you all. That's a great one.
Will there be laser discs at this party?
Hey, mistress.
I love laser discs.
Hey, mistress. I was so happy to read this article. These women are truly an inspiration. What a wonderful story.
Tom Jigglesocks really like this.
What you're doing here is the awesome. You deserve to be applauded for all your hard work and often unrecognized work.
The awesome.
Wow.
It's so good you're doing this, but Cuba might not allow you into their country.
Wonderful charity. You are incredible problem solvers. With a Z.
And with one word.
Yes. I love these ladies. They should also put their pizza making skills to the test for the local needy.
This is a fantastic idea. I mean, it's cheap, affordable, and eco-friendly. So great. If it's okay, I think I might start helping my community with this. I do love sewing while listening to the Doobie Brothers and eating pizza bagels.
Let's see. Wow, what an awesome article. Glad to see ladies use their talents for good. My grandmother, Ira Sockman, would love to join
you. As opposed to evil?
Yes.
I hate it when the ladies use their talents for evil.
I hope... Oh, wait, look at this. This is great. I hope that some of these donations can make it to the needy families in rural Bonearth, but they put, like, an E with a accent. So
like Bonearth?
Bonearth. Yeah, exactly. They deserve diamonds. Wow. This is amazing.
So there we go. All right? You want to know what? This is... Brian, can you imagine who wrote this article? Because we're going to need a contactor. Gianna Volpe.
She's
a good writer.
This person is going to be very excited. This is the right article. Lovely. It makes me wonder why I'm doing with my pillowcases. Oh, there's a lot of reposts here. It's so good that you're doing that, but Cuba might not allow it. Love to hear about people doing good works. Unfortunately, my sewing skills are so terrible, I just have to stand in a corner and say, pretend I'm not here.
By the way, hold on, wait. Can somebody please send a link while these come in, and we'll read more of them in a second? Can somebody please send the link from my Twitter that I put up of where I put Bonnie's Ira Sockman.
Oh,
painting.
Yeah. The pretend I'm not here, the portrait.
No. Are those still on sale, or is that done? Is that over?
There might be like two or three left. I mean, she was doing it to raise money for the Walk for the Cure benefit, and I think that's already come and gone. You can hit her up on Twitter at Invisible Wife and ask about it. I think she's doing them for $30, but I don't know if there are any left.
She should do them at this point, I think, for the charity if she wanted to sell them at $30 to raise the money for the charity.
Look, I don't think the charity is going to turn away any extra money for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because I know, I mean, I don't know how hard they are to paint, but they're amazing. I love it. It's basically a picture of Ira Sockman, and it says, pretend I'm not here. And I think Cheeto actually has the link there in the
This is Bonnie did not want me to blow this up, but I guess we're blowing it up. But look, yeah, pretend I'm not here right there. And in fact, the material that she uses on the sock, it looks like sock material, doesn't it?
I haven't felt it because it's a work of art. I don't want to touch it.
No, but I mean, it looks like it though.
It looks fantastic. Cotton. It looks great.
Is that in the bathroom right outside here?
Yeah, no, that's. It does look like the bathroom right outside. Really does, yeah. Yeah, no, but that's his bathroom on the other side of the continent, the incontinent.
And I got yelled at by Sarah Lane for having my toilet seat up.
Yeah, I saw that as well. That was pretty good.
But you want to know what? Get off my face, Sarah! Like I don't live with a lady. I that's where I pee. What am I going to do, pick it up every time? Like a Mr. Hand picker-upper?
I got to confess, I never pick up the toilet seat.
I don't either.
Like if it's down, I just aim for the center part that's open.
So you're like marksman. You're like the Hawkeye of urine.
Yeah. Like I don't go, like I'm just going to reach down and like pick this up. Because then I know I'm going to have to put it back down. So I go, here's the deal. I'm going to do my best to aim properly. And if something goes wrong, I'm just going to have to clean it up. You know what I'm saying?
Holy cow. That makes sense. I always just leave it up. I mean, like, I want to give myself a wide berth. Yeah. I don't have the faith in my accuracy.
There's a key to moving your hips. You got to move your hips forward toward the end. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I got to get a little boodle lip.
That's all there is to it.
I got one
more.
Can
I say real quick before we get into more comments?
I think this is the rest. I mean, I'll have to refresh it, but Jekyll says Daphne absolutely loves her dress. Thank you so much.
Which, by the way, let me just, for Daphne fans,
yeah.
I will just say this. The fact that me and Veronica now live fairly close to each other significantly increases the chances of more Daphne. I don't know where Daphne would go. I don't know where Daphne would live. But now that I can try and convince her person to person to do more Daphne, I will. That's a priority for me because I love writing Daphne and I think Daphne's amazing. Let me just say this. So me and Brett, we're joking. We all saw Avengers, right? David, did you see Avengers?
I just saw it yesterday.
Okay. So, Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye.
I like the extra kick you did there. That was good.
You know, whenever he flips his bow out,
yeah,
he kind of has like that, like he has, like, he's like cheating out to the camera. Like, he's just like yeah, Loki, I'll take care of it. Ba-boom! Hawkeye! Like, he's like, he, like, poses for a second.
Yeah.
I want somebody to just get every time he does that in the Avengers. But I think it's, like, two or three times. And just put it in a loop. Because I think if you watch it over and over, it will look as ridiculous as I think it is.
Set up one of those.
Movie three times.
Set up one of those 10-hour loops on YouTube of it just nonstop.
10-hour loop of just the Hawkeye!
Yeah.
Woo! Hawkeye shooting bows! What do you need? What do you know? Hawkeye shooting bows. That's what I'm talking about. My bow.
Wait, he doesn't say all that, though. You just have to be...
No. That's what the biceps say. That's what the guns are talking about. Touché. That's not the mount. That's the guns.
That's a really it's a good point. All right, here we got some more here. I'm going to try to sort. I don't know how to sort by order. Let's see. Will there be laser dead? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you should come on my show. You should come on my radio show on 105.9 The Cat. My friend Jury would love this. I'll text it to him right now. They should put their – see, yeah, I'm seeing the same stuff. 8 minutes ago, 8 minutes ago. He missed his.
Well, I think what's happening – what happens with Disgust is it tries to push newer comments up top.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah. By the way, apparently we have 71 comments.
Yeah, 72.
There's news. I got one of your dresses for my friend Iris Sockman. I've always imagined what it'd be like to say, take my used clothes and sew it into something useful, but I'm awful at sewing. So I don't have people skills, so I would probably just say, here's a dress, and throw it a little too brusquely in someone's face. Thankfully, these lovely ladies are around to look after some of the less fortunate members of society. They're doing the work of angels.
Demon 5, incredible. 5 years ago, I was addicted to cat crap, and I stopped because my grandfather died from it. My grandmother was very upset and buried her grief in making clothing out of pillowcases. People like this belong everywhere. Fuck Cuba, not just Southhold. What a wonderful article.
I just hope someday my friend Jimmy Cox will convince me to say, here's a dress, just like these amazing ladies do, too. I should see about helping you with the cause by doing this next Tuesday. I saw.
All right, guys, come on. Like, that's not hard. Dabber the dolphin.
Oh, this is a good one. Thank you, ladies, for helping out needy children. Sewing dresses is such a wonderful personal gesture.
I'm so proud of you. Even Daphne and Jessica could agree that this is an awesome idea.
This is a great idea, not only to donate, but for me as well. All those old dolphin patterns pillowcases that I couldn't throw away, I have a use again, thanks for the article. Padre
Ago, I watched a friend of mine, Crepe Santa.
Crepe Santa.
Go Crepe Santa. Give up hope after you use a feeling as if there was no hope for the human race. Sometimes in a world filled with hot problems, we forget how simple kindness can make a difference. Thank you for reminding us that every story needs to be skeet sheet.
Did you see who wrote that one?
Padre S.J.
Padre, I should tell David. Padre S.J. is a priest. He's a priest who watches the show.
Really?
Yes, it's freaking the best thing ever. He won the internet. Padre S.J. just won the entire internet.
Yep. Listen, every time that somebody makes a comment, you are making the author of this article, writer for the Suffolk Times, Gianna Volpe, that much happier. Because right, I'll guarantee you, and we had this on authority from the last person.
The guy who we experienced it. The guy was just like, what is it? We had a meeting. I baked a cake in the shape of the moon blowing up.
They had a meeting. The next day, they said, we have no idea what's going on. We need to call a meeting to see, number one, is this spam? Are we being hacked?
Yeah.
Number two, if this is real and the Doobie Brothers drew this much traffic, do we need to do more Doobie Brothers coverage?
Right, yeah.
So this is like, look for they're like testing around and they're like, lady sculpts old plastic bags into a wreath for children. And they're like, come on, huh? It's pretty close. No,
basically.
Nobody?
Yeah. So tomorrow or the next day, we'll contact Gianna, because that's the one thing about reporters, that they're very easy to get in touch with.
Yep.
And we'll just let her know, hey, by the way, this is Justin from NSFW show. We just wanted to let you know this is the thing we do every once in a while. We just want to spread joy. We left a little bouquet of roses, internet roses. By the way, sorry for that one guy who obviously spelled out C-U-N-T.
We're not going to point that at all. You won't miss that at all. I love this idea, but where are all the pillows going to wear now? Do we need to start a new effort to clothe the needy pillows? I have a small mute daughter named Shannon who needs to have a pillowcase on her pillow at all times. If I were to take that pillowcase away, whoa, mute Shannon, that would not be good. I love the idea, though. Maybe use socks instead. Most people pretend socks aren't around anyways.
Whoa, mute Shannon, bam-a-lam.
Whoa, mute Shannon, bam-a-lam. Oh, my daughter loves her dress. Also, she's a sock. Oh, my God. There's some foul names on that one.
I always imagined what it'd be like to take some of my used clothes and sew it into something useful, but I'm awful at sewing. Wait. Also, I don't have people skills, so I'd probably just say, here's a dress.
I just read that one, and I'm glad you figured it out. Dude, I think we made some joy. I think we made a joy sandwich and we went to serve it, and instead we smeared it on their faces, and they were going to be mad, but they tasted a little bit of the joy.
My friend Brody loves this kind of thing. He's always on a quest to help people out.
Yes.
I think I should tell him about this.
Here we go. These dresses would be perfect for my power hour party at the Diamond Club. Tell you what, if they offer up 3 revisions, I'll call up the debit daddy and order a dozen.
Ah, I see what you did there.
Here we go. That actually, for brevity and concentration, that's got to be the winner, right?
I think the shoelace straps are a great idea. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to fit them in the future. I think you could get a big celebrity endorsement like Adrian Brody to hand out dresses. Though with all the publicity, he might have to tell people to pretend he isn't there. Hopefully, there won't be any dressless girls saying, "Thomas, where's my dress, please?"
Bobby Boo says, "My friend Justin Sajou got a dress for his mannequin wife and loves it so much."
Oh my gosh. What, this is so lovely for these fine ladies. I work for Time Warner, and my whole office wants to take each of these ladies out on a picnic. All right, we got to shut it down, man. We've done our good deed. We'll find out how it went next
week.
Well,
we got to get up to 100, right? What was the last one up to? There.
Oh, geez, let me refresh. I mean, look, it's going to happen. In fact, by the time we wrap up, we'll be done. Like 80, we're up to 89. Come on, man. Bro.
Okay. Oh, no. We can wrap up the show, but I'm saying I'm encouraging everybody and even people listening to this on audio, just see what's happened and keep complimenting. Okay, just, oh, here's the dress.
there it is.
He just drew a dress. Oh, so sweet. All right, look, hey, Justin, what do you got going on? Your whole life's turned upside down now that you moved to the West Coast. What's the latest with you?
When did that happen?
Like this week. Hand cranked his Model T and kachugged on out
from the San Francisco.
Did you drive or fly out to the West Coast, Justin?
Are you laughing because you asked me this? Like you've asked me this like 17,000 times.
Yeah,
and I keep telling you the same answer.
How's that quality?
okay, yeah. So I did the show. Here's actually what happened. Here's a funny thing.
Okay, good.
I did the show, and then did a long after show. Afterward, we did like an hour and a half after show. And then I stayed on Skype with Brian, like just talking for another hour after
that. Oh, did. Yeah, that's right.
Like it was about 2 a.m. when I stopped talking on the internet.
Right.
Also, I drank an entire bottle of rum.
No problem.
And a 1.5 liter of Afri-Cola.
Yeah, as you should.
Which is fully reasonable.
Yes.
So in that intervening time, from 2 o'clock in the morning, I completely cleared everything out of my room. I disassembled my bed. I got all my clothes.
You just stayed up all night?
I sweeped everything up. I did not go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep until about 11:30 in the morning. I slept for about an hour, then got on a plane and flew to Oakland International Airport. And that's where I live now. I live in California, which is a very weird thing to say.
Yeah.
By the way, Oakland is so much better than SFO. Oakland Airport is a billion times better. SFO can light itself on fire.
Oh, airport, David says.
What's that?
David, like you're like Oakland is so much better than SFO. And David's like, oh, airport.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I mean,
yeah. Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I'm very happy with the place I'm living now. Like, in the area of Oakland that I'm in, I'm thrilled. It's a very exciting, awesome part to live. But, yeah, I think if you're going to just take the totality of Oakland with the totality of San Francisco, not so close.
I was in San Francisco last September.
And
I ran into Joe Montana.
What?
On the street, sitting at like a cafe. There was one table that was out front on the street at the cafe, and I walked by it, and I just say to my friends, I'm like, I'm pretty sure we just walked by Joe Montana. And I kind of look behind me, and I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Joe Montana. And I go, I break out the, you know, I break out the phone.
The iPhone, yeah.
Yeah. And I look for recent pictures of him, and I'm like, yep, that's Joe Montana. So I walk back there. And,
and you're like, hello, I'm Beck.
Right.
I'm also from
You may be familiar with me. Right. So I walk back there and I go, look, excuse me, I don't want to, you know, disrupt your lunch or anything, but are you Joe Montana? And he kind of looks up at me like, yeah. Like, it was just like, yeah, I don't want to make a big deal out of this kind of yeah, you know? So I was,
yeah.
So the thing is, here's what just came out of my mouth. I didn't actually plan to say this, but this is what came out of my mouth. Is I went, my brother is a big fan of yours.
Okay, all right. There are two questions that pop immediately to my mind, and they go in descending order. The first is, do you have a brother?
I do, yeah.
Is he, in fact, a big fan of Joe Montana?
He was a huge 49ers fan growing up, so it's
okay,
true.
Okay, so that wasn't like... Like, if I just walked up to him and said, like, oh, my older brother loves you when I don't have an older brother.
I have a problem. I can't lie. Like, I'm a horrible liar. Like, I can't do it. So if I went up to him and I was like, I'm a huge fan of yours, it would just obviously radiate as a lie. So I figured, like, what can I tell him that would be nice that's true? And
right.
It was my
Look,
brother
I know
is
a guy
a
who thinks
yours.
You're great. Yeah.
You want to know what? Like, I'm not... Especially now that I'm in the Bay Area, I don't want to go off all half-cocked and start calling Joe Montana an ass. But, like, it's kind of an ass move by Joe Montana. Like, yo, dude walks up to you with an obvious, like, not from around here accent and is like, hey, I recognize you, and you're going to break his balls. Like,
yeah.
Well, he's just kind of like,
Joe Montana.
He was like, is this going to be a thing? That's kind of what the attitude I got. And is this going to be a thing? Like, are you going to ask for some photos? And I was like, no. So I said, my brother's a big fan of yours, and I was like, I just like to shake your hand. So he shakes my hand, and I was like, peace, I'm out.
You know, did you tell me you said that?
That's it, you know, I'm done.
And then just like you set fire to the encounter by going, hey, everybody, Joe Montana! Joe Montana over here! That's funny!
Right?
Montana! We got Montana here!
Yeah.
Come on!
You know, the interesting thing is his wife was with him, too, and she was like, she had this, like, attitude, like, this happens all the time.
Oh.
Like she had that kind of, like, I'm just going to sit here for the next, like, 3 minutes while somebody goes on and on about Joe Montana.
That time when you threw the ball and the other guy caught it, it was very meaningful to me.
Yeah, she was expecting it to be that sort of thing, and I was just like, you know, hi, I just wanted to make sure. Because I'm going to tell this story later. I'm going to say I ran by Joe Montana, and that's why I'm asking you if you are indeed Joe Montana, because I want to know if this is going to be a true story that I tell people later.
Well, you know, Joe Montana's a jerk. Whatever.
You know.
Forget Joe Montana.
But anyway.
Yeah. Ass hat.
Call me Joe.
Ass hat.
Ass hat. Wow. All right. So are we shutting this down? What else we got? I mean, we'll hang around for the after show. Maybe we'll break down a video.
Okay. That's. I mean, I have nothing to plug other than iTrix, weird things. I'd say buy Hollywood Pharaohs, the number 3 highest rated mystery book on Amazon. Full stop.
I had a really good. By the way, I just went to go push my glasses up, and they weren't there. I had a really good conversation with Andrew talking about his thinking about why he writes the books the way he is, and I think his take is brilliant, and I think what he's doing, if and when it pays off, is going to be read about in books for decades to come, because it's like he's got a fantastic talent and a fantastic ability to grasp the bigger picture. I think it's fantastic.
It's
fantastic.
Justin is
fantastic.
It is paying off, and he's brilliant. And then the one thing I've realized now that I've gotten to San Francisco is how much, and I kind of wanted to say this on the Weird Things podcast when we were recording last night so we could hear, but like I've said it in the morning stream, I'll say it again here, is I've kind of realized how much I was joking about how I don't have an older brother. I am just an embarrassing little brother when I'm away from Andrew, because pretty much like all I do is be like, oh, well, you know, like Andrew said... Well, you know, Andrew did this, and, you know, one time I was talking to Andrew, and he said it was like this, so I think it's like this.
No, he wrestled a bear. I mean, he could wrestle a bear. He arm wrestled someone, his name was Bear. I mean, whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I very much, luckily, I mean, you know, I've been texting back and forth, but I forgot how much time I spent talking to Andrew about politics in person.
Can I get just a little bit real before we wrap up?
Yeah, do it.
Let's get real.
Dude, the weirdest thing is you are a night owl, and now you're on the West Coast, and you've got engagements that happen at West Coast engagement times, and like 3 times I've wanted to call you, but I realized that you'd almost certainly be in the middle of something, and so I called Andrew instead. And so as a result,
surrogate East Coast.
Yeah, I was just like, well, and plus
next
also.
Next man up.
Exactly. So it's like, I was just like, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, shh. You would. Was it that shocking?
I don't know.
So it's weird. I don't know. It's just a weird vector, and I wonder if we'll, because for those who don't know, like Justin and I have this habit of me calling like late ass at night, but yeah. The problem is, like, you're a late ass at night person, and you're 2 hours in the past, so it's like there's a 3 hour time change, so now it's just harder to call.
Well, yeah, and also like. I've kept my computer on East Coast time because I still want to write the blogs for East Coast time. Like, right. I want to know where I'm writing for, because that's where 50% of all your readership always is, mm-hmm. is on the East Coast. So, like, I've realized that, like, now my fairly unreasonable living habits, like when I lived in Florida, now qualify me to run a farm on the West Coast, because, like, I am in bed, like, out, tuckered out. By like 12:30, and I am up like a light at like 6:30.
So you're just gonna stay totally nocturnal? You're going vampire?
Whoa!
No, I'm responsible now.
Oh wait, like, you're saying going to bed at 12:30 at night?
At night, and I'm up at 6:30 at night, because it used to be going to bed at like 3:30, 4 o'clock on the East Coast, and waking up at like 10:30, 11 on the East Coast, and now. I just roll all that back, and I'm like a really responsible human being.
That's awesome, man. All right, well, hey, let's kick it over to David. David, do you have anything to promote?
You got a great blog, David. Do you write on that blog still?
Oh, my gosh.
It's all right. Yeah, you know, I've been kind of moving around and had some things going on recently, but there's another post coming out soon. It's on camera tricks. Gonna talk about camera tricks.
Yeah, please do. It's David Rowan. That's DavidRowyn. Is it posterous or posterous?
You know, here's the thing: the creators of posterous
website.
Call it posterous. Okay, I disagree with them.
Okay, it's preposterous, is what it is.
They call it posterous, and I say it's posterous.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
I think you just said the reverse of it. But
yes.
Here's the thing, is your essays on magic, for anyone who digs magic or even digs the thinking behind magic, are far and away the best things I've read. I mean, it's like it's you get it in a way that no one else does, and I've sent it. I don't know if I told you, but I sent it over to –
they're too long, though. Like, nobody reads
them. No,
like,
that's just it, is you give the middle finger.
You should cross-post them on iTrix. Like, just give me the articles. We'll cross-post them. We'll send people to you, and people will know more about your site. But every once in a while, when you have a good one, send them over to me. We'll run on iTrix. They'll get a bunch of readers. It'll be great.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm telling you, it's amazing, and you get it, and it's awesome. And there's that. DavidRowan.posterous.com. And if I may take just a moment to tell the fine people, listen, there's only
Is something showing up? Wait, Brian, hold on. I won't let you plug anything unless it's coming out within the next 2 weeks.
Well, you're in luck, because 2 weeks from tonight, the Scam School Book 2 is coming out. And Scam School Book 2, remember how perfect. Great Scam School Book 1 was? And everyone was like, oh, this book is so revolutionary. You get to learn, and it's fun, and it's funny. And there's videos and audio. Take a dump on that and break your iPad in half and set fire to it and urinate the fire out, because that's how bad it sucks compared to Book 2. Book 2 is better.
How many scams did you have in Scam School 1?
Like, I don't know, like 75. So dumb number.
So you charged at least $75 for it, right?
No, like I only charged like an ass hat. I only charged $9.99.
So you're gonna charge like $9.98 for this one because it's one better?
No. Wait, that would be the
that'd be an
one penny better at least.
Yeah, no, but it's we're gonna
and one penny less. But it's one penny less because you leave the last S off for credit. No. Never mind.
But the important thing is book two is going to be completely rad, and I'm dead serious. We hit number 3 nationwide with the first book, and I believe...
No. You always say this like it's a bad thing. Like, it's like, well, oh, we only hit number three. Yeah. Well, the biggest buzzsaw in the last 20 years of publishing was completely shredding the industry for a night. We beat one rung of the unbeatable buzzsaw. Like, You're like, oh my God, it sucks so bad.
No,
right, everybody?
Okay, first of all,
that was amazing then. And I'll tell you what, I know what is in. I've read Scam School Book 2.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. If you read Scam School Book 1 and you loved it, it will be better than what you. And I will say this, I have looked up tricks from Scam School 1 and performed them, and then looked up tricks from Scam School 2 and performed them. And Scam School 2, by far, the videos, the descriptions, far and away, it is a step up. And not to say Scam School Book 1 was bad, this right. one's just better. This is Empire Strikes Back compared to Star Wars. It's going to be amazing. Brian, how much are you selling this thing for?
$9.99, bro. But on release day, we're going to drop book one down to 99 cents. So
what?
That means, yes, that means for less than 11 bucks, you could get it's, I think book two is like 450 megabytes and book one is 300 something megabytes. So it's like you get a big old fat half gigabyte of 150, 160, 170 tricks. And over 100 videos, 2.5 hours audio commentary. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be
okay. Listen, Brian, $900 and 999, yes. Like you said,
$999
plan
pennies.
For Brian Brushwood.
It's the Herman Cain.
$999. That seems fair for this book. So I think that's a fair price. $999.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, 999 pennies.
No. Okay. Pennies. So wait, hold on. Wait. You're saying at a steep discount. It's only going to cost you $99.90.
No, I'm saying it's,
is that
it's,
what
it's,
you're saying?
No, it's $9. It's nine. It's almost $10. It's less than what you waste
Shut
on two beers.
Shut your filthy mouth. I should put a shoe where your words come out because you're saying silly things like you're going to sell this book, the best magic book that's ever been created, for only $9.99. The 999 plan. But listen, Brian, maybe I'll tell you what. I think someone in the chat room should bring up Black Herman Cain. So
they
can...
definitely already did.
Wait,
they're saying
Black Herman Cain.
Oh, yeah, no, Black Herman Cain. I don't have it's a picture of him. I got to find him.
I'm sure maybe, I don't know, maybe if we all hope real hard, a picture of Black Herman Cain will show up in the chat room and he'll speak to all of us.
If only. But first, let's give him 1 minute while we find out how we did in the movie draft. Here we go.
Welcome to your movie draft minute for the week of June 4th, 2012. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. A week has passed and another film has been released. Let's check out the leaderboard. Sarah Lane's in sixth place, still waiting for her first film. Veronica Belmont's in fifth place with $41.1 million. Justin Robert Young's in fourth place with $83.2 million. Brian Brushwood's in third place with $302.3 million. Scott Johnson's in second place with Snow White and the Huntsman bringing in $56 million, bringing his total to $497.3 million. And in first place with The Avengers bringing in $20.4 million this week, bringing his total to $568.7 million. It's Tom Merritt. And week 11 has come to an end, and that is your Movie Draft Minute for the week of June 4th, 2012.
Dude. Freaking Tom Merritt's going to own the universe. He won everything.
You don't think that Sarah's got a shot?
Nope.
You come on, like, you don't think Dark Knight's got, like, some Dark Knight? You don't think there ain't be the old some magic in that old black cowl they found?
Nope.
For when they placed it on her head, she began to dance around with joy.
Oh, she'll dance around, but, I mean, she ain't nothing but a fat bag of desiccated dead flesh hanging beneath his balls.
That was the original lyrics to Hound Dog. You ain't nothing but a desiccated and hanging from the balls.
Hey, Brian, I believe Mario has a visitor for you.
Well, let's just see. Who could it be?
Hey, everybody, it's me, Black Herman Cain. I believe that you should go buy the new Scam School 2 book. It's only $9.99. That's my slogan, after all.
By the way.
Yes.
We should point out, this is just regular Herman Cain. Black Herman Cain is a totally different person. Black Herman Cain has my hair.
Yeah, well, you can't see his hair in that picture, Brian.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so there we go. If somebody could bring us the picture, the actual picture of Black. Seriously, this is the first time I've ever, like, asked. And, like, I asked Chat Realm for ridiculous things.
Yeah.
I asked Chat Realm for unreasonable things, and they just come to fruition. But I am shocked that someone doesn't just have that file by the ready for Black Herman Cain.
All right, look, let's...
Oh, my God, wait.
What?
Apparently, what's it called? Is there Gianni Volpe's Twitter? Is she responding to this influx?
I don't know. No. See, this is why they've been trying to get me to I don't want to hammer her Twitter. I don't want to bother her over Twitter. They're just hammering us, being like, here it is.
Oh, okay. Like,
but
she
now,
hasn't
but now
said,
you,
like,
but now you
what's
blew it
up with all these comments?
No. No.
No. I'll tell you, are you happy about it? I didn't realize how good I felt about the compliment bomb until somebody else looked at the compliment bomb, like, way removed, and was like, that's a cool thing. And I felt so good about it this week.
Yep,
so much so that I wanted to do it again.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm an immediate gratification a-hole.
That's, yes. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we have people send us on Twitter, if you're listening, send us your favorite classic NSFW shenanigan that you'd like us to give a new take on. At Schwood, at Justin R. Young, at David Rowan, all one word.
Well, I have two. I have David Rowan, all one word, and David underscore Rowan.
Which one do you read? Okay, all right.
Dave,
I have an identity crisis. I'm sorry.
Email me, or I'll email you. But I think you should post stuff on iTrix because your stuff is too good to not be read.
Yeah,
by
dude. No, it's your essays are phenomenal.
Because basically nobody reads it.
No, you right now, so. Get out of town.
So that's good. Yeah.
I know that. I
can
that.
Help with that.
Yeah. Awesome.
Die in a fire, party people.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh, I'd rather be dipped in honey. Darn it. Than do without Justin Robert Young for even a little while. Oh, NSFW. I love you.
You think? Get Set Go would come up to San Francisco and play live.
I don't see what. Wait, where are they from?
L.A.
No, they will not.
You don't think so?
No. They also told me.
I wonder if people would talk to them on Twitter. That'd be kind of interesting.
Is San Francisco more expensive than Manhattan?
Slightly less.
Yeah.
Like,
but they're a hell of a lot nicer. Hell of a lot nicer. True. Plus. There's 100% more naked people in San Francisco.
Really?
You go from 0 to 3.
What do we got?
Boom.
Chinese food? What do you got? What Chinese food?
It's orange chicken and sesame chicken and rice.
Holy crap. Dude, when you do shows at Twit, Chad just brings you beer and Chinese food. This is amazing.
Hmm.
Whatever you don't get.
That's weird because you're saying the words when you do... shows at Twit, Chad brings you Chinese food, and it sounds like you're saying those words to me, which would lead me to believe that you're telling me this is what happens to me at Twit, but simultaneously you're describing something that doesn't happen to me when I do shows at Twit, so I'm very confused about the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Kind of Chinese
sorry,
food,
Brian, you're breaking up. The internet connection is getting kind of crazy.
You got some chicken fried rice there?
No, there's just a bunch of chicken. Holy crap. All right, I put in way too much of that. Sorry, there's just a lot of Chinese food that's going on right now. Brian left.
He
did.
Did
you go to get Chinese food, Dave?
He's going to go get some pizza. That's our version of Chinese food in Texas.
Pizza!
Yeah. Las Vegas!
That's a, you know, like, was it a sudden thing? Was it like you knew that there was something coming? You just didn't know what it was?
We were planning on moving in together.
Yeah.
And then we ended up breaking up.
Who? You? Oh, you and the chick?
So I had already given notice to my apartment complex that I'm out of there. And since I was going to be out of there.
Brian!
What?
Jeremy?
What?
How many times did we go get you Taco Bell?
Nice.
Oh! Chad's got the bell!
Oh, hey!
How many times did we get you Taco Bell? You know what you said about Chinese food. Hey, no, I don't want that.
Get
out of here.
You got it.
Chad. I don't mean to besmirch your reputation. I'm just deeply concerned with what appears to be... What?
There's no one, everyone's like, oh, Chad! And then someone just typed in, the Red Menace! Exclamation
point. Look, I'm just deeply concerned about what appears to be some kind of bizarre pro-date rape agenda that that they're promoting over at Domino's Pizza. I'm totally uncomfortable with this.
Awesome.
All right, what do we call this episode?
Compliment Bomb 2. Here's your dress.
This is all yucky. All right.
But we were, I'll tell you what, we were talking to Dave. Dave, that's a crazy story. Like, all of a sudden, it's like you're moving in with your chick, and then next thing you know, like, it's just like a ship hits the rocks. I mean, yeah. I assume it's a big shock, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I kind of figured, like, well, since my default plan has kind of, you know, blown up in my face, what am I going to do?
All right, let me just say this. Jeff in the chat room, I assume it's Jeff, G-E-O-F, says, Domino's, really? Enjoy your cardboard, brah. He didn't say brah. But, and the answer is, it's my only option, so thanks for taking a dump on my only option. Bruh.
I mean, come on. It's not breaking his balls. So I hold it. On a scale from 1 to 10, when the breakup hits, yeah. Dave, like, where are we at? Like, before it happens, where would you expect it from a scale of 1 to 10?
If I was honest, about a 6. Like,
okay, so it's like, things aren't exactly perfect.
Right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But certainly, like, you have 4 spaces
to
go.
It was like a 6 that I was, you know, that we, I think both of us were hoping to bring down to like a 3, you know, by moving in together, kind of.
By moving in.
You know, like, this is just a rocky part that everybody goes through, kind of thing. And then we had a conversation on the phone. I was out of town, and I kind of realized when we had that conversation that
you're
this was going to lead to a bigger conversation that was probably going to be the end of the relationship.
Yeah. So you knew going into the conversation that, like, okay, like, you weren't just like a cow walking into the
actual
slaughterhouse and getting a bolt in your brain.
No,
like,
the actual moment, it was like more of a formality. We're both going to meet together, and we're both going to say this is the best thing to do right now, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then at that point, because I would assume in your situation that at that point, the idea of let me just go roam the country is a romantic one, but maybe the one that would kind of wash out with time, like, well, in the practicality. But what was your first thought, and when did you realize that's what you really wanted to do?
Well, a long time ago, I had a similar moment. It sort of comes full circle. I had a similar moment where just stuff was not working out, and I got a call from a friend of mine that said, there's this band on tour that needs a lighting, or they need a sound guy. I need a front-of-the-house sound director. And I had done sound for a few years in high school, so I was like, sure, let's do that. Because that seemed like, you know, I have nothing else going on at the time. Let's just go on the road and be on tour. That sounds fun.
Why not?
Right. So I get out there. I pack all my stuff. I get out there. The day that I'm supposed to get on the tour bus, they go, you know what? Our sound guy is going to stay a little while longer.
What?
And I'm like, I don't know if you know this, but I don't have anywhere to live right now. Like, I've got my bags here, and I'm ready to go, and they're like, well, our lighting guy is going to be leaving soon. Do you have any experience with lighting? So I went, yeah,
of course
I do. Right. And having none at all. And I think they sort of sensed that I was lying because, like I said, I'm a terrible liar. And they were like, well, okay, we'll give you 2 weeks. If at the end of 2 weeks you don't know what you're doing, then we'll just drop you back off and you'll fly back to Austin.
Wait, they set you up like they're like, you got the job. But
yeah,
if you're lying to us right now,
well, they were like, if 2 weeks into it, you know, you're obviously
just
kind of
do this
right
sometime over the next 2 weeks,
right?
Like, you got something in your eye, and then we'll know.
And the crazy thing was, for the first 10 days of that 2 weeks, we were traveling. We were on the road from Plainview, Texas, to Miami, Florida. So I didn't even get a chance to even try out most of the stuff that I was supposed
to be. The lights. Yeah.
Right. So I had like four.
I'm sorry.
Or five
what
days.
Was that you just said, Justin Robert Young?
He said to freak out with the lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Said
and I'm proud to be a belt owner, where at least I know I cursed on Twits.
Ted, Chad, open the gates.
Long story
the
short.
The what gates?
What gates?
Oh, okay.
Long story short, I was with
what
him
kind
for
of
7 months.
What kind of games would those be in your mind? All right, so long story short, you're on the road. You're on the way from Plainview, Texas to Miami, Florida. You're a fake lighting director.
That's correct. I have 4 days to learn everything about lighting, how to take down the entire rig, what cables do what, how to use the controller, you know, basically what the cues are for every one of the songs in the band. And it worked. I ended up staying on the tour for several months.
Well, can you say what band it is, just in case people want to support them for supporting you?
I probably shouldn't. They're no longer together.
Okay. You're about to spill. Bro.
Thank you. So anyway, this current thing with the breakup felt like another one of those moments. And again, I'm chewing pizza while I'm talking to you.
That's fine. I'm eating Chinese. Then I cursed on Twit.
I get a call from a friend of mine that's like, he's a nurse. And he says, I'm going to start traveling. I'm going to do like a traveling nurse job. I'm going to go spend 3 months in different cities. I'm just going to travel around. But the thing is, I don't know anybody where I'm going. And they pay for my housing. So if you ever need a couch to crash on or whatever, I'm going to be in this city or this other city. And I basically said, yeah, I'm going to do that right now, because that's all my stuff. I've got to be out of my apartment. I've got to move it into storage anyway. I may as well just hit the road with a friend of mine and go, you know, check out wherever he's going to be, which happened to be Dallas at the time.
Yeah.
And so I checked out Dallas, and then I checked out Baton Rouge, and then I checked out New Orleans, and then I checked out Kingman, Arizona, and I started, you know, visiting all these places, San Francisco, San Diego, and
so now you're with your nurse friend, so you are spending the time that he is spending, and that's like 3 months per city or whatever?
Yeah, well, so after a while, he's married and he has 3 kids, so that started to take a toll on that sort of thing. So he had to move back. But I just kept kind of moving from city to city, you know, staying with friends and family and so on and so forth. And now, on Saturday, so right now I'm in Austin, but on Saturday I fly to New York City, where I've rented 2 apartments in Manhattan, back to back. So I'm going to spend the summer in Manhattan.
So you are still, this is not like you are at the end of this. You are still on the David Rowan.
My stuff is still in storage right at the road. And yeah, I'm still kind of moving around trying to find a place I enjoy. And I'm thinking about the French Quarter of New Orleans in the fall. But then I think I sort of have to start to get kind of more serious about maybe a more longer term kind of place.
Well, I was going to ask you, so like, what are you looking for? Like, what brings you home, even if home is in Austin? What settles you somewhere? Because it can't still be about the breakup.
No, right? She and I are friendly now, and I'm happy for her. She's in a different relationship, and, you know, we both moved on, and that's fine.
Okay, all right, yeah, whatever. Yeah, there's no, screw. Yeah, that's, yeah. She's terrible.
Right. So that's that. But for me, it's just kind of exercising a certain purpose, you know? Like finding a place that makes sense for what you want to do. So,
and you were looking for a place to speak to you before you move and settle there.
Yeah. I've tried out a couple of places. Like, I've tried on Houston for size, and I just didn't, I thought it was going to feel right, and it didn't feel right. And so now I'm going to go look at New York City, and maybe I'll get out to San Francisco or LA. Vegas is also another one. I want to be in a city.
Don't move to Vegas.
Well, the French Quarter, New Orleans is one too. I want to be in a city, maybe Chicago, that has a pulse. I want to be in a city that kind of like things are happening there. You know, like it's a place where you can launch a big idea.
Association. This is how good Kuhan is. He. This is the interview you were
Theo
imitating.
Luther is pretty hot too.
Oh yeah.
I see it everywhere. getting the Beck vibe.
Yeah, actually.
Beck is going to be playing live for us later on. We're back here on 120 Minutes. I'm Thurston Moore of Sonic Youth, interviewing Beck, who's right here beside me. Beck, I sort of wanted to ask you some questions about, you know, where you're from and who exactly you are. And I can't seem to get any straight answers out of anybody who seems to know you. But what exactly is your real name? Is it Beck? Were you christened Beck? All right. And another question I sort of wanted to ask you.
Do you think, Justin, do you think this is the interview that they were doing that
think that's the interview that they were riffing on Mr. Show when they did because you remember they did that thing where he was like, dunno, with where he was trying to.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I was waiting for you to keep going. I was trying to think. That was my thinking face.
Oh, okay. I thought it was your horrified that Brian's talking face.
No.
No. It's the one where like he would ask. He's like, "Wow, guys, your newest album is really exciting. It must feel great to be on top." And then there's just dead silence. He's like, "Dunno." He's like, "What's it feel like to have a number one album?" And there's a pause, and Bob Odenkirk is like, "Feels creamy."
Well, I mean, I think certainly it is like that kind of interview. Like, I mean, like the really, because like rock stars are awesome. Like, we all know rock stars are awesome, but they're never necessarily smart or clever. Like, they're good at like writing the one thing they're good at writing at, but they're not like improv comedians. It's not like when you put like Will Ferrell on a mic, Will Ferrell will be funny because Will Ferrell's a funny guy. So it's like, I think like Beck, number one, it's a horrifying idea to say, let's let the lead singer of Sonic Youth interview other musicians. That's a terrible idea. Letting a rock star interview a rock star is like watching two Furbies go back and forth and then yeah. say like, oh, that's great. You know, that's Charlie Rose.
Hey, did you know that the whole thing about like Furbies like listening to language and then learning and talking after you was total BS and it was just marketing crap, and all it did is it played a predetermined set of gibberish that changed over time? Did you know that?
I was not aware of what the promise of Furbies was, so I'm having a hard time understanding what the
you see.
The
I didn't know. I only knew the marketing stuff on it, but there was a cracked.com article talking about how like apparently the CIA was like they needed to get to the bottom of it because somebody had a Furby at work, and they're like, that's a recording device, and then upon their investigation, they're like, oh wait, it's apparently not a recording device at all.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's do an I-team investigation on Furbies. Let's crack this beach wide open. Yes! The Damon Rowan Magic Card!
Legendary creature. Awesome.
Tap two mana to activate your Beck. Sounds like Beck to girls.
Yes. Become Beck, and hot girls will think of you while they bang other guys.
She is pretty attractive.
And it says, the quote is, your mom was horizontal last night.